And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Sandhills Thetford head football coach Tyson Cox. Well, Coach, I was watching the update sent by a friend to me last week when you were playing Ainsworth. Wow, you must have survived. What a game that must have been a week ago.
Yeah, we've survived. That's just barely. It was back and forth. It was quite the game.
Coach, was looking at some of the numbers, and obviously we see the numbers that Kyle Cox at quarterback is putting up, running the ball, but also throwing the ball. Talk a little bit about the passing game in the first couple of games, and certainly last week you made some things happen in the passing game. Kind of talk about the development of that in your offense this year.
Yeah, you know what? We have some pretty good athletes to throw the ball to this year. We had Carson Cooksley last year, who was always a threat to throw to. And then Maurice Robinson is back and is healthy, and you know, he's just a big-bodied kid that has great hands. And him and Kyle have a pretty good relationship, and they just get the ball on him.
Coach, I know that you've got some kids that have had a lot of experience at the varsity level, are coming back kind of leading your team. But talk a little bit about some of the younger guys, or even players who have maybe moved into a new role. How have they grown through the first couple of weeks in their roles for you?
They've been huge. You know, a kid like Peyton Sainer, who stepped up and was starting on both sides of the ball. And at Ainsworth, he had a phenomenal game, and Peyton was the defensive player of the game in that game. So he's been doing really well. Mason Cooksley has stepped up and, you know, filled some voids on the line. And we have a new kid that moved in that's going to help us out, Ethan Robu, that's going to be a big impact for us, too.
Now that we're moving into week three of the season, what area of your football team, Coach, do you think has shown the greatest growth since fall camp?
Well, I don't know. You know, our conditioning, you know, I thought was good, but we've been struggling with cramps. And, you know, last week we had some health issues with sick kids. That's just tough, you know. The leadership is great, but this older bunch of boys were leaders last year. You know, we had a really good senior class last year, but, you know, the seniors this year are doing just as good a job of leading. So I would say our leadership is really good.
I know that one of the goals is always to create consistency. How do you go about that as a coach? Is it mostly just through repetition, or what are the keys to just kind of creating that consistency you want to see as a coach week in and week out?
Yeah, I think it's repetition. You know, our practices are pretty much the same every day. You know, we've got a set schedule, and we work on different deals, but, you know, about the same time of practice, we're doing the same thing every day. And, you know, the younger kids just paying attention and picking up things and moving on has been big, too.
You talk about some of those younger guys picking up things and growing week in and week out. I know that there's a big mental aspect to the game, and some of that is just understanding and recognizing things that are happening on the field and how to react to them. Talk about some of your older guys first and how they've understood that over the years, but maybe how they're teaching that to the young guys too.
Well, the old guys, you know, we've got a really good peewee program clear through junior high. The old guys have been playing together since second grade. You know, they almost know where everybody's going to be on the field all the time just because they played so much football together. And, you know, that's even the younger guys have been through the same programs, and they've seen it. And I like to have, you know, if you notice, a lot of times I have 9-10 managers on the sideline, and they all come to practice, and they're just there watching, playing football, and learning. You know, it's just kind of a culture, I guess.
Coach, you travel to Burwell for this Friday's game. Just talk about your preparation for them, and what are the keys for Sandhills Thetford this week?
Burwell, they look pretty good on film. You can tell they've been well coached, and you know they're going to be in the right spot, and they have a good scheme. You know, they look really good on film, so we've been, you know, working on reading polls and getting in the right spot, because they do a good job of getting to where they need to be, too.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. Thank you for taking time to visit with us this week, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck against Burwell.
Thank you. Thanks for calling it.
That's Coach Tyson Cox joining us on our pregame show.